being filled and people are looking for candidates. And there are some techniques and strategies, how to find a job, how to apply for a job as an employer, how to do your interviews and things like that. So there is one very important news for those people out there who are going to ask for a raise. Let's see how you will do that. Okay. So this can be found on Fortune Magazine's February 2018 issue. How to ask for your next big raise. Even if you love your employer and want to stay put, you may still be able to use today's hot job market to increase your pay. Advice from employment experts. Okay, let's see what they said. Remember your negotiating advantage. In today's environment, that replacing you will be difficult and expensive, but don't explicitly threaten to leave unless you have got a great offer in your pocket and are prepared to go. Be confident, but not aggressive. While your boss may reluctantly beat the competing offer, your relationship may be forever poisoned. Promotions and leadership development opportunities may evaporate in the end. Okay, so that was the first advice. Second advice, arm yourself. Document the achievements that you believe merit greater pay or show that you have successfully taken on greater responsibilities. Also, research the going rate for your job in your location. Check the annual Robert Half salary guides by industry or use market pay calculators at Indeed.com, Glassdoor.com, Payscale.com, Monster.com, and other sites all available for free. When scheduling the meeting with your boss, make clear that you will want to discuss pay. Ooh. After making your case, ask for a specific dollar amount or percentage increase. If the answer is no, think of what else you would like besides money, like more vacation, more training, more flexibility in where and when you work, and ask what it will take to turn the no into a yes in, say, 6 months. Okay, so that was a very useful advice from Fortune Magazine. Have to ask for your next big raise. Well, we continue with more music. It's 9:02. This is WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet, and you are listening to the special edition of Global Citizen with music from around the world. Another favorite of mine, you will hear lots of music like this. Dasi Alad, Israeli singer, from her album My Heart Wave, and Who Are You is a song you will hear right now on WMFO. Enjoy.
Yeah. השמש אבודה בין כוכביך
That was the Sea Elad, Who Are You, Miada, from Israel. Okay, so we continue. I will continue with another Israeli singer, but before we move on, of course, some news and updates from around the world, again, being informative. So I have the Time magazine's February 5th issue and some news from around the world. What's going on around the world? Okay, we have Winter Olympics are coming up, and we have North Korea and South Korea are trying to find a common ground through the Winter Olympics. South Korea is actually very excited about this, and it says a delegation of North Korean officials arrived in South Korea ahead of the Winter Olympics on a well-publicized visit to inspect the facilities where North Korean athletes will compete. But it was the woman heading the delegation, Hon Hyun Song Wol, who sent local media into a frenzy. So she is a Korean, North Korean idol. She is a pop singer, and she had been executed following a scandal, but she appeared on Korean television the following year. So that was what the media reported in 2013. And in October, she was appointed to the powerful Workers' Party Central Committee. And she is going to be leading the talks between North Korea and South Korea. And lately, she is using music to hail their supreme leader, North Korea's leader. And she is writing songs for him. And people enjoy listening to her music. And it says, she's been called North Korea's answer to the Spice Girls. Okay, so that's from North Korea. Another news from around the world, in Greece, people were on the streets because they were upset with the use of Macedonia in the name of the neighboring nation officially known as the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. So that made Greek people upset because they feel that Macedonia, which is a region in Greek, is part of Greek, and they don't want Macedonia to become an independent country, even though it is. So, you know, sometimes things, even though they exist, people do not prefer to talk about them. Okay, Turkey has a similar problem, but I don't really want to talk about that. Another update about free and fair news. People around the world agree that media should be unbiased when covering politics, according to a Pew survey of 38 countries. Here is the percentage of people in a few of those places who say their news organizations are doing very or somewhat well at reporting the news accurately. Okay, so 93% of people in Tanzania believe that their media is free and fair. So I don't know much about Tanzania, and I'm not going to make any comments about that. And 80% India, 65% UK, 56% US, and 22% Greece. So that was very interesting to talk about Greece, and then only 22% of the people believe the news are fair and free. Okay, so that was interesting. Anything else from around the world? Okay, there is more happened in the past couple of weeks. One more news, then I will play music. Okay, Myanmar arrested two Reuters journalists, and they were actually the citizen of Myanmar, so they arrested their own people for reporting about Rohingya Muslims. And United Nations mentioned that there are elements of genocide to Rohingya Muslims, and US calls it is an ethnic cleansing, and the accusations are a global concern. And allegations say that military has systematically targeted the country's 1 million Rohingya Muslims with so many, you know, bad things happen. And I can't say what happened, but you can imagine very bad things happened. So more than 688,000 people persecuted and fled to Bangladesh, and they are trying to find a solution to this issue right now, which is one of the major international crises around the world after Yemen. All right, so why don't we get back to music again? Like I said, another Israeli singer, Ishtar. She is also the lead singer of the band Alabina. They produce music in many languages. Of course, she knows Hebrew. I think she's based in France right now, so she knows French and she speaks English. And they also perform songs with another gypsy band from Spain, I think, as far as I know. They are from like Barbarian, which is like Moroccan descent of Spanish people, so they're also mixed. So there's a lot of, you know, cultures and languages going on there. And so Ishtar has this beautiful song, Last Kiss, will be on WMFO Medford for you right now.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Okay, so you just heard the prediabetes self-test, which was a public service announcement. And I listened to this many times. I never counted because it's kind of fast and I end up, you know, losing track. So maybe next time I will listen to this very carefully and see if I need to do anything about it. But before you do anything about prediabetes, there is something you can do. And this is on the Time magazine's February 5th issue about your health. There are some strategies. It says 8 weight loss strategies that actually work. Ask anyone who has tried to lose weight. It can be a challenge. Making the resolution is the easy part, but new science reveals that some surprising habit changes, from getting more sleep to letting go of diet soda, can inch you toward your weight loss goal. So I'm not going to read everything. If you're really interested in learning more about this article, you can always go and get a Time magazine or go online if it's on their website. So number one thing they say, eat big breakfast. There is more proof that breakfast may be the healthiest meal of the day. A recent study found that people who skip it are more likely to be overweight and to have dangerous plaque buildup in their arteries, which puts them at increased risk for cardiovascular disease. Okay, so that was the first thing you should do about your health. Eat big breakfast. Number two, drink one less soda per week. If you're looking for a starting point for meaningful weight loss, try skipping sugary soda, right? It's like common sense, right? But sometimes you can't say no. I don't know. I don't drink much soda, only maybe like occasionally. Okay, I'm not overweight. But sometimes I try to be careful about sugar consumption. So you need to be careful, because there is a lot of sugar even in the diet soda. Number three, eat like an Italian. Okay, so what does that mean? Of course, it means that the Mediterranean diet, which focuses on vegetables, so you should be eating more vegetables instead of eating bread and pasta and things like that. All right, Next, number four, exercise to keep weight off. A healthy diet is a secret to helping you lose weight, but exercise may be the key to keeping it off. Number five, get a good night's sleep. Sleeping at least 7 hours a night may help people eat less sugar, according to a small new study. So, about this, I read somewhere else this week, Americans are sleeping more compared to last or 10 years ago. They're sleeping more, like more than 8 hours in general. So that was kind of surprising to know. I don't know the details about the study or the research, but I kind of feel like we are sleeping less and less because of the cell phones. Do you agree? I don't know. Number six, eat more slowly. Okay, that's something I need to be really paying attention, because I eat like very fast, and I really don't take my meals seriously. Okay, so that was kind of feedback to myself. Number seven, dump fake sugar. A recent research review involving more than 400,000 people linked artificial sweeteners to the very thing they're supposed to prevent, weight gain. People who regularly consumed them by drinking one or more artificially sweetened beverages a day had a higher risk for weight gain, obesity, diabetes, and other issues. And number eight, don't worry about workout weight gain after starting a new fitness regimen. It can be frustrating to find out you have put on a few pounds. Unfortunately, unless you've been powerlifting for weeks, it's probably not muscle, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's fat. Water is behind most short-term weight changes. When you start working out and you are sweating, your body is smart and it understands that its volume of fluid is not at the level it typically would be, says the article. All right, so that was 8 tips for being healthy from Time Magazine. Okay, well, let's get back to music. This time I have Minor Empire for you, another favorite of mine. Minor Empire is Turkish Canadian group, and they're based in Canada, formed by Turkish singers, and they perform Turkish music, Turkish folk music, and this is one of their beautiful songs, Haydar Haydar, very well known Turkish folk music piece, will be here for you on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Haydar, Haydar, Haydar. Dara düş oldu.
So you just heard Minor Empire, and Haydar Haydar was their song. Alright, we'll continue with some more updates from around the world. This is WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. You're with DJ Mehmet tonight until 10 p.m. And my regular show is every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM and WMFO.org. And on my show, I play music from around the world, which I am doing right now, and you're hearing music from around the world. I hope you are enjoying the selection of the songs. If you do, please come and listen every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on WMFO. Well, we continue with some more updates because our show name is Global Citizen, and I do like to give updates from around the world. Alright, some updates from Ireland. Ireland to vote on abortion laws. Ireland will hold a vote this summer on liberalizing its strict abortion laws. Voters in a constitutional referendum will decide whether to relax restrictions, potentially allowing women to end pregnancies at up to 12 weeks. New dinosaur found in Egypt. A species of dinosaur discovered in an Egyptian desert has shed new light on beasts that roamed Africa in the Cretaceous period. The 80 million year old herbivore was 33 feet long and weighed up to 5.5 tons. In other updates from around the world, the continuing search for a solution to Syria. So there are some talks going on, which actually happened on a two-day conference in the Russian city of Sochi, which did not include the US because US claimed that the opposition groups were absent, and opposition groups also blamed the countries who came together for this peace solution talks because they were backing up President Bashar Assad. Okay, and there was an emergency alert in Hawaii a couple of weeks ago, and which I also mentioned last week's show. That was a wrong alert, and that made everybody worried, like an incoming missile threat was happening. And the investigation revealed that a worker with a history of confusing drills with the real life sent the alert. headscarf protests in Iran. Iranian women have been removing their headscarves in public to protest a law that forces women to cover their heads in public places. Images on social media show women waving sticks with headscarves hanging from the end, which is really, you know, a difficult thing to do in Iran. If you end up being identified, you may face charges. So these are some updates from around the world for now. We'll continue, but before we do that, we will play more music. Okay, so this time let's hear something from Africa. I love African music, and I have a bunch of African musicians I play on my regular show on every Saturday, and this time is Wes. Ava Ava is the name of the song. I hope you enjoy this piece.
Oh, where? Send me back to Nango Bill.
that was Wes Madiko, African singer. Waka Waka was the song, and that was a very nice song. I hope you enjoyed. All right, we'll continue with more music, and this time before we move on to the next song, news and updates from around the world, and we'll continue. This time, news of death. So we lost Ingvar Kamprad, which I did not even know his name up until this week I saw on the news. He was the founder of IKEA. Kamprad opened the first IKEA furniture store in Sweden in 1958. Today there are more than 400 stores in 49 countries. So he really made a big change in the way people buy furniture and do the assembly, which I really don't like, by the way. Even though it's cheap, sometimes I prefer not to put those things together, but in the end you end up assembling those products because of the price, and you don't have a choice. I mean, if you really want to buy from another place, they send you, they are not the same way, they're not assembled, so though you have to really do that, so you don't have an option unless you are willing to pay that extra $59 for something you purchased for $100, which is crazy. But so he was smart, he used that, you know, price feature, especially in the United States. You know, the labor costs a lot of money, so he was able to build an empire around the world, being smart the way that he, you know, produced the furnitures and the pieces. Okay, so rest in peace, Mr. Kamprad. Okay, well, what else? So we have an important news for people living in the United States about healthcare. Okay, you know how healthcare has been changing for the past couple of years, and finally with Obama, you know, many said, oh, finally we have healthcare for people who cannot afford it, affordable healthcare, also known as Obamacare. But now it's being replaced by the president Donald Trump, which is going to somehow hurt people, but we don't know yet, so it didn't really take place 100%, so we'll wait and see. But there are some companies out there are thinking about their own healthcare industry, and one of them is Amazon. Why Amazon needs to take over everything? They took over Whole Foods. They're coming, maybe they might be coming to Boston area, and they will create their second headquarters in the East Coast after one in the West Coast. And they are also thinking about moving on to healthcare industry, but they are not alone. They have also Berkshire Hathaway on JP Morgan Chase. They would like to create some sort of healthcare system to serve 1.2 million people who work for those three companies. That's a lot of people, you know, 1.2 million. So if I was one of those companies, and if I had millions of people working for my company, even though maybe not every single one of them has millions of workers, but when you put them together, it really makes a big number. And you know what's going on in the healthcare industry. There are hospitals out there. I really would like to shout out for them. I don't know if I'm allowed to, but there are really good ones out there. So we had some experience when we had the boys. My wife gave the birth to our sons. We really had good experience with some of those hospitals, and some people really had some unpleasant experience with some other hospitals. But it really comes down to, I think it's not something intentional, but I think it's about, sometimes it's about people too. Sometimes you may come across with good doctors, and sometimes you may end up having I don't want to say bad doctors, but maybe there are some people out there not really doing their job the way they're supposed to do, just like any other jobs. So that maybe you cannot afford it in the healthcare industry, because The doctors are supposed to be more careful when they're making decisions. In the last episode of, not the episode, it's not a TV show. In the last issue of New Yorker, there was a very sad piece that I was reading tonight, right before I was coming for this show, titled The Death Debate. And subtitle is a hospital insisted that a young girl was dead, her family disagreed. So that's a very sad news. If you happen to read that, they wrote the whole story. It's more than 10 pages. I couldn't read the whole thing. I couldn't wait to see what happened at the end. But long story short, there was this girl. She was having a hard time breathing. She was snoring at night. She couldn't sleep. And she was experiencing some sort of public shaming. And she decided to go to surgery. And everybody comforted her. People told her, "You're going to be okay. It's going to be an easy, a quick operation." However, it turned out to be a very sad story. And the girl, the brain death happened. And she was living. She was still alive. But she could not talk. She could not walk. She could not get up. She was in some sort of sleep. So this continued for about 4 years. And the family was very upset, and they really didn't have much support. And sometimes, you know, a couple times they tried to get people's attention, public attention. Some people donated money. They started a fundraiser. They wanted to get some help from the hospital, but hospital kept saying that their girl is dead and they cannot do anything. So they have to unplug the ventilator, but the family didn't want it. And this battle continued with some legal people being involved, and they just ended up having the girl, I think, in their house, as far as I can tell, which I didn't read the whole story, but it was very sad. Unfortunately, this thing happened. So things happen. We can't really prevent them from happening, but in the end, comes down to everybody doing their job very professionally and not really taking shortcuts and really putting their effort. Okay, so that was a lot of talk. I think that's it for tonight in terms of the news and updates. If you wanna hear more about this show, you can go on Facebook, facebook.com/globalcitizenwmfo. Or you can listen to the show itself, Global Citizen, on Saturdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with DJ Mehmet. Tonight, I'm just covering this time slot from 8 to 10 p.m. So I wanted to spend some time with you, talking to you, giving you some news, some information, useful information. I hope you learned something tonight. And I also wanted to play some music from around the world. We have about 13 minutes, so I can actually play a couple more songs. I have this funny song, S-A-R-S, rock band from Serbia. Budav Lebec is the name of the song. My kids love this song. When they hear this song, they start dancing. They may be sleeping right now, not sure, but I will still play this song. And I recommend you find the video clip, the video of this song, Budav Lebec, S-A-R-S, again the name of the band, has a very funny story, and the meaning of this song, I think, about a bread which is not in a good condition, and the guy is poor and he's trying to eat his last piece of bread, and he's poor and he doesn't have money, but he play good music. Okay, so I'm leaving you with the band S-A-R-S, and Budav Lebec is the name of the song. Enjoy.
Thank you.
So that was Pochil and Porqué. Porqué no estás aquí, why you are not here, and I write all these songs for you, as far as I can understand from the lyrics. It was a beautiful song, Pochil and Porqué. Now, we came to the end of the 2 hours that I was with you tonight from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. And you are still listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. You are also listening to the show on WMFO.org. And this is DJ Mehmet. I would like to say goodbye to you for tuning in tonight. I hope you had a good time. I hope it was informative, even though I doubt that you listened because of the Super Bowl. Is it still going on, by the way? I don't know. I should check. Last time I checked, it was the third quarter. Yes, it's still going on, fourth quarter. But there is like less than 3 minutes left. And Patriots is leading right now. Eagles is about to lose. Oh no. All right. So either way, whoever wins, I'll be okay. It's not going to hurt me, or it's not going to make me any happier than I am right now. All right. So we came to the end of the show. My regular show is every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. So if you want to tune in, give it a listen. And if you enjoy music from around the world, don't miss this episode. This coming Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on WMFO Medford, Global Citizen is the name of the show, and I was just covering for tonight. This is DJ Mehmet, your host. Until next time, until Saturday, you have a wonderful week, and make sure that you get your sleep tonight and wake up on time for tomorrow. I will say goodbye to you with a French song, Mirel Mathieu, Una Femme Amoureuse, which is remake of one of the songs that Barbra Streisand, I think, had performed years ago. So let's just enjoy this final piece and enjoy the rest of the night.
Un plan fabuleux.